project, he now has enough electoral votes, more than 270, more than enough to become the 44th president of the United States.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, tonight is your answer.
We are in front of the White House in Washington, D.C. Barack Obama has just been elected president of the United States of America. That's right. We are going to have a black POTUS, baby! A black POTUS!
Where's my money?
The country faces economic challenges that will not pause to let a new president settle in.
We need to bring together the best minds in America to guide us. And that is what I've sought to do in assembling my economic team.
Be sure there are many challenges associated with the design and implementation of the TARP.
There's been mistake after mistake and embarrassment after embarrassment, a complete lack of accountability in the TARP program.
Blanket subsidies provided to banks last fall under the Capital Infusion Plan failed to provide transparency, accountability, or clarity.
I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that.
I will close Guantanamo. I will restore habeas corpus.
Well, I think the logistics of closing it have prevented President Obama from making it happen.
The fact that the president announced he was going to close Guantanamo without any plan in place for what he was going to do with these detainees is a very dangerous policy.
Decisions about who, where, and how to prosecute have always been and must remain the responsibility of the executive branch.
So this morning, I am proud to sign a law that will bring an end to Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
This is indeed a victory, until until we get the full green light from both sides, both the Constitution and the UCMJ. I think I'm going to have to be just a little cautious, as always, as we all do.
It means that our citizens will no longer have to lie, live a lie on a daily basis, or be denied the opportunity to serve their country.
The real bottom line in Iraq, I think, is that it is a much, much more hopeful place than it was in January and February of 2007.
As promised, the rest of our troops in Iraq will come home by the end of the year.
It's a good feeling to know that this thing is coming to a close. I was here when it first started, and I've seen a lot of progress in this country.
This seems to be one more example of the U.S. willingness to abandon one of its major strategic objectives in Iraq, and that is to get an Iraq that is closer to the U.S. and West than it is to Iran.
Let there be no doubt, America is determined to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and I will take no options off the table to achieve that goal.
We've seen the horrors of history. We will not stand by. We will not watch them play out again. It would be foolish not to take Iran's leaders at their word. They are, after all, the product of a radical theocracy.
USA! USA! USA!
I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
Our terrorism against America is a good terrorism.
Osama is the key. We got the guy, and that's it. Nothing more after this. Osama is dead. We are done with the war on terrorism.
I'm a Republican, and I'm glad our president went out and grabbed that guy. He's a detriment to the world.
I congratulate him on taking out Osama bin Laden.
Obamacare for all! Obamacare for all!
The whole thing has to be repealed.
I believe that the court will rule in favor.
The House will vote to repeal whatever is left of Obamacare.
By the way, Mitt Romney is the godfather of our health care plan.
The system that we put in place in our state was something we worked out with the labor community, the health care community, business.
President Obama's health care law is headed to the Supreme Court.
This is a great day. This is a huge victory.
Most of our fights don't end in a victory like this, so you really have to, celebrate.
Today, I am announcing my exploratory committee for the presidency of the United States.
I make a very proud statement and a fact that we have a president that's a socialist.
I call it my 999 economic growth plan.
We traveled around and did 385 town hall meetings in Iowa. We weren't out there trashing anybody.
We have some differences between us.
Hey, listen, you try concentrating with Mitt Romney smiling at you. That is one handsome dude.
CNN can now project that Mitt Romney is the winner.
Mr. Chairman and delegates, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
If you've come here recently, you have no ties to this country, you ought to go home, period.
Civil rights will be protected. Racial profiling will not be tolerated.
If we come across any illegal aliens, we arrest them.
How much documentation do you have to carry?
Effective immediately. The Department of Homeland Security is taking steps to lift the shadow of deportation from these young people.
The kids of those that came here illegally, those kids, I think, should have a pathway to become a permanent resident of the United States. And military service, for instance, is one way they would have that kind of pathway to become a permanent resident.
We got another person outside shot in the leg, a female. I got people running out of the theater. They're shot in room 9.
Do we have gas masks available?
He was in, she said, a riot helmet. She said he was had a bulletproof vest on.
We spend all our time talking about tax returns and gaffes and things like that. This is one of those issues, along with a handful of others, that really matter to the American public. It matters to the future of our country. It matters to you and me and to our children and grandchildren.
The embassy is located in a very central neighborhood in the city of Benghazi.
This is a response to a hateful and offensive video that was widely disseminated throughout the Arab and Muslim world.
A terrible course for America to stand in apology for our values.
A few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back.
Mr. President, the reason I call it an apology tour is on an Arabic TV. You said that America had been dismissive and derisive.
Hurricane Sandy crashing on shore. Winds now at 90 miles per hour. And this storm is so big, so vast, 60 million Americans will feel its power.
A lot of people hurting this morning. They were hurting last night, and the storm goes on.
I am not worried at this point about the impact on the election. I'm worried about the impact on families, and I'm worried about the impact on our first responders.
We've known many long days and short nights, and now we're close. The door to a brighter future is there.
Young, old, rich, poor, able, disabled, gay, straight, here in America, you can make it if you try. That's why I need your vote.
This campaign process goes on a couple of years, lots of flights, lots of trips, and what I found that surprised me is the more events I did, the more energy I seemed to get, the more passion that comes from the people, their desire for change, if you will, gives me more energy and more commitment to the process. So I came away at the end of the day, instead of being exhausted, I had a hard time falling asleep.
This is a big, diverse country. People have a lot of strong opinions. There are a lot of differences, but at their core, Americans are hardworking. They are self-reliant. They are decent. They look after one another. And, you know, no matter where you go in the country, you just end up meeting people who are doing incredible things in their communities. They're working hard. Obviously, we've had four tough years with the economic crisis that we went through, but watching the resilience of the American people and bouncing back from hardship has been remarkable. The other thing I know is that in politics, it's not winning elections. It's making sure that you're delivering for the folks who sent you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.